Would they have used anything like a
bale hay?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a, what was it? Pick the bales up and stack them.
Okay. Would it have been called a stacker or a, I was wondering if you ever heard of the word Mormon stacker. Is that familiar to you? Would you have used, have you ever heard of a slip?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well, if it's what I'm thinking of, we had it behind a baler and you piled maybe a dozen bales or,
okay,
and then tripped them off.
Okay. They, when they were stacked, when you were stacking hay, would they have just, was there something that would have lifted it up to the top and set it down?
Well, we call them farm hands.
Okay.
Loaders, front end loaders.
Okay, good. Okay. Just a couple of things here. The thing that, and this is just pronunciation item, the things that sheepmen would have used to cut the wool off a sheep.
Sure.
Okay. And the thing that you drive a nail into a wood with?
Hammer.
Okay. And the thing that I'm riding out there driving is a
car.
Okay. And one thing I wanted to ask you last time and I forgot, did you have any guns on the ranch? What I was wondering what type of guns you would have had.
We had rifles.
Okay. What kinds of rifles?
Well, we had 30-30, 30-06, and we went to a 12-gauge shotguns.
Okay.
That was the main.
Okay. The thing that you put into the chamber of a rifle is called a what?
Shell.
Okay. Would it ever be called anything else? Would it ever been called a cartridge?
Yeah, cartridge.
Okay. Okay, that's what I wanted to know. What kind of wagons did they have in the old days? Were there different kinds of wagons?
Well, let's see, hay rack. And there was wagons to pick corn in. I don't know what you call them. Okay. Never had much to do with it. Okay. Hay rack's about all I had.
Hay rack. Yeah. That was to haul hay in?
Yeah.
Okay. Couple of, these are just some words that I would like for you to pronounce for me and then we'll be done. Well, first of all, last time I forgot to what your parents' names were. What were their first names?
Frank was my father. Inez was my mother.
Inez. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when did you move to Agate? When?
1930.
1930. Okay. So you would have been how old?
10 years old.
Okay. Goodness. You were born when? What was your birth date?
August 21st, 1920.
Okay. Okay. And these are just a few words about, I guess about 10 or 12 words I want you to pronounce and we'll be done. The thing you call your mother and father together, they would have been your...
parents.
Okay. And if she is your wife, you are her what?
Husband.
Okay. And... we call a person husband and wife because they're what?
Married.
Okay. And the thing in front of a fireplace, that bare place in front, is called a what?
A hearth.
Okay. And I see you got sprinklers going out there. And what is the stuff that comes out of the sprinkler?
Water.
Okay. And the stuff you burn in a fireplace?
Wood.
Okay. One thing I forgot to ask you before, you mentioned about having chickens. The thing that the chickens roost in is called a what? Would you ever call it a COOP?
Coop?
Yeah.
I guess.
Or do folks around here call it a hen house or a...
Chicken house, probably.
Okay, chicken house. Okay. An animal that is sort of like a donkey, but is sometimes it's spelled B-U-R-R-O.
Burro.
Uh-huh. And